As major developed nations embrace cloud-based information systems that operate in real time, Pakistan continues to grapple with a regressive, paper-heavy model plagued by inaccuracies and inefficiencies. In a world where data fuels development, our outdated system has long held us back. The consequences are starkest when it comes to recording the most basic human milestones, birth and death. Fortunately, NADRA has now taken a long-overdue step in the right direction. Its new initiative to digitize birth and death registrations directly at hospitals and healthcare facilities is a welcome move. By capturing data directly from the source, this system can dramatically improve accuracy and timeliness. It also supports the broader goals of the UDAN Pakistan program, which aims to integrate technology into economic and civic life. But what of the thousands of children born at home remaining invisible to the state, and lives lost going unregistered for weeks, if not months? These lapses can easily distort national planning and cripple service delivery. Without reliable demographic data, how can we design effective health programs, allocate educational resources, or even prepare for natural disasters? As the shift is made towards digitization, such a system must be foolproof as well as inclusive. It must accommodate rural health units, integrate with mobile registration teams for home births, and ensure connectivity with local governments. Otherwise, we risk reinforcing the very gaps we seek to eliminate. Let this be the beginning of a much-needed transition. Pakistan cannot afford to remain stuck in an analog past while the world moves to digital governance. The shift must be toward big data, not just digitized forms but interconnected, analyzable datasets that can drive policymaking. Without it, Pakistan will continue to plan reactively, not proactively.